Elon Musk, the right-wing anti-union billionaire owner of Twitter, recently rebranded as X, has cast himself as a free speech crusader against censorship in Brazil. Such framing is, unsurprisingly, BS. It's instead a political crusade by a capitalist to use social media to reshape global politics in favor of the right. And as Ari Paul writes for Fair.org, it's important that we all understand why that is. So, as Reuters reported, Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes ordered the blocking of certain accounts on Twitter, which led Musk to announce that Twitter would defy the judge's orders because they were unconstitutional and to call for Moraes' resignation. It's not clear which accounts are being targeted, but the judge is investigating digital militias that have been accused of spreading fake news and hate messages during Bolsonaro's term, as well as probing an alleged coup attempt by Bolsonaro. The AP reported that the judge opened up an inquest into Musk directly, saying that the media mogul, quote, began waging a public disinformation campaign regarding the top court's actions, close quote. Musk says that his valiant, self-sacrificing effort is in the name of free speech, telling the Wall Street Journal, quote, we will probably lose all revenue in Brazil and have to shut down our office there, close quote. But, quote, principles matter more than profit, close quote. For those not already gagging, remember that Musk's Twitter has been eager to censor content at the request of the Indian government, including a BBC documentary that was critical of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. India under Modi has seen a steep decline in press freedom, troubling journalists around the world. But out of the same mouth used to pretend to defend free speech in Brazil, Musk was bragging about traveling to India to meet with Modi. Musk censored Twitter content in the Turkish election in response to a request from Turkish President Recep Erdogan, saying, quote, the choice is to have Twitter throttled in its entirety or limit access to some tweets. Which one do you want? Close quote. Turkey is almost synonymous at this point with speech suppression. It ranks 165 out of 180 on Reporters Without Borders Press Freedom Index. But Musk didn't seem to feel the need to intervene to save democracy there. The impact of Musk's decision to censor Twitter when it comes to Turkey and India isn't just that it exposes his duplicity when it comes to free speech. It robs the global public of vital points of view when it comes to those countries. In essence, the crime isn't so much that Musk is hypocritical, but that his administration of the social media site has kept readers in the dark rather than expanding their worldview. The context in Brazil is that in the last presidential election in 2022, leftist challenger Lula da Silva ousted Bolsonaro, who has since been implicated in a failed coup attempt resembling the January 6th, 2021 riot here. The Washington Post reported that social media in Brazil were, quote, flooded with disinformation, along with calls in Portuguese to stop the steal, close quote, and also demands for a military coup in response to a possible Lula victory. Since then, tech companies have bristled at Brazil's attempt to curb the influence of fake news, including a bill that would put the onus on the internet companies, search engines, and social messaging services to find and report illegal material. And while those problems extend to various online media, a source told the Washington Post that they coincided with Musk firing people in Brazil who moderated content on the platform to catch posts that broke its rules against incitement to violence and misinformation. Lula's victory was a source for hope for Brazil's poor and working class and a blow to the kind of right-wing despotism espoused by people like Bolsonaro, who represents a past of U.S.-aligned terror states that use military force to protect U.S. interests and suppress egalitarian movements. That's why Brazilian Report, for example, says that Musk is joining a campaign led by the Brazilian far right. And it's why the Wall Street Journal writes that, quote, supporters of right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro, who gave Musk a medal during his visit in 2022 to announce plans to install satellites over the Amazon rainforest, have reveled in Musk's defiance, declaring him a hero as the dividing lines in Brazil's culture wars deepen, close quote. So Elon Musk isn't just being a high-profile hypocrite when he pretends to fight for free speech in Brazil, while Twitter censors speech when it comes to India and Turkey. As Ari Paul notes, he's actually being consistent in his quest to use his corporate wealth to alter the political landscape against liberal democracy and towards a dark and despotic future. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.